I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to Scam Wow. I'm your host, Kayla Bradnick. I love scams and I love you, and I love our co-host, co-guest, favorite girl of my life, Ariel Elias, who we've just spent an hour talking, nothing to do with scams. And so we decided, let's just get to the scams. Yeah. Welcome, Ariel.
This is the most like, hi, Caitlin. Thanks. It's the most like Caitlin conversation ever. Yeah. Like, okay, we're going to do this thing. First, we're going to talk for an hour. We're going to catch up. We're going to work on some things.
An hour. He helped me work. We workshopped pilots. We created new characters, conflict resolution. Like, it's because, well, Ariel, without you, and I'm sure anybody listening knows this, it's not specifically me, but I have had this like overwhelming impending doom that if I'm doing it by myself, I'm just not going to be enough. And like, yes, that's like therapy stuff, but I also know that I don't know enough about pitching a pilot or writing it specifically that I need help from my friends. And especially after COVID, we're not all hanging out together in like a area anywhere. We can say, what do you think about this? It's just you by yourself.
Yeah. Bouncing things off of each other has to become very intentional now.
Yes.
And like, we've all sort of gotten used to like being alone.
Yeah.
For better or for worse.
I do like some of it. Yeah.
I do too.
I do.
As a fierce introvert, I'm like, I was into a lot of COVID.
I loved it. It was such a good excuse to be like, guys, I can't do anything. I have to be home.
Sorry, it's dangerous.
It's so dangerous. I can't be a great friend right now. I can't show up for you, but I can call you. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's, I mean, doing this stuff, like writing especially, I mean, it's such a solitary.
So hard.
Action.
Yes.
You really have to be. It's so hard because you have to get into your brain, like you have to get into that flow part or whatever. But at the same time, like most of what we write is garbage.
Yes.
And sometimes you kind of need somebody not to say, hey, this is garbage, but you need somebody to say, like, how can we improve upon this? And it's so vulnerable.
Yes. And to ask for clarification, because anytime Alan asks for clarification, I'm like, are you calling me stupid? Like, he can literally just ask, you know, did you want this character, like, you know, to seem like an immigrant or somebody who's like a lifer New Yorker who's never bothered to learn English? Like, this is like, it's two different things that are in New York City. It's, and I love them. And I'm like, how do you not get that from my pilot? Like, how do you not understand that? And so I take it really personally. And at the same time, all shows and writing things are done with a group of people. So right. In the back of my mind, I'm like, I can't wait to be with a bunch of writers and improving upon this. But at the same time, you have to pitch it and show it as if you've had 15 writers with you, making it the best job ever.
It does make it so incredible to like tie it back of like some of these scam artists where it's like, you just did this by yourself. That's so impressive. I know. This was your first draft? That's incredible. You are a genius. Yeah. You're using it for evil, but you are a genius.
You have so many grammatical errors that aren't stopping you. They're not giving you any insecurity, buddy. He's confident as can be.
Yeah, you're not saying no to yourself. No. You're not listening to that voice.
You didn't put this on Grammarly.
This is a bad idea. Yeah.
You're not checking if I'm a Mr. or Mrs. or it. It's so true. Because that's our...
You didn't tweet this first to see if anybody else could relate.
No one relates, and you're fine with that. That is so true, Ariel. So, guys, we're talking about... I think it's fascinating because I've done this before and haven't been scammed, but it's in digital wallets, not Bitcoin and stuff like that, but a Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, where you, like a Facebook Marketplace, PayPal, where somebody will be scamming you over those. And I've, in seemingly normal ways that people respond to on this, like I accidentally sent money to the wrong person and they said to me, oh, I'm so sorry, I think you sent this, you know, my name's spelled, I put like an X or something where it was supposed to be. And they sent me the money back. This was in the beginning.
Which they should not have done.
I know. So that's, okay, that's what we're talking about.
No, when you sent me the articles, I had to, I'm on the road and I don't have a car with me here, but I'm in St. Louis where it's kind of sprawled out. Right. And the person who I'm staying with was like, I can give you a ride to the club, but, and it's in the shopping center, but I have to take you at 1 p.m.
And what time was your show?
Because I have to. 7:30.
Oh my God.
So I sat on every different bench.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I really got to know the shopping center.
Oh yeah.
But when you sent me those articles during that time and I was like, oh, thank God.
Oh, I'm
thank
so
God
glad.
I don't have to read my book.
Thank God. And you can be like, I'm doing research, guys. You know?
Yes.
It's not wasted
exactly.
time.
I'm being productive.
Mm-hmm.
Not at
Get
all.
Get off my back.
My time is wasted if you're curious. Something from Caitlin.
Yeah, no. And you're doing a stand-up tour right now, which is exciting.
Yeah, I guess one could call it a tour.
It is.
I call it just desperately cold emailing a bunch of clubs
you're
and being
crushing
like,
it,
can
though.
I come barely break
That's
even?
What tours are. That's what tours are.
So it did take me a couple of articles to fully understand the scam. Mm-hmm. But basically, there are people out there with nefarious intentions who steal other people's credit cards,
right,
is like how it starts, which they get like off the dark web or whatever.
Or they can create a credit card skimmer that you can attach to a random ATM machine, like in your bodega.
I have seen videos of that, people like pulling and seeing the skimmer thing. And I try to remember to do that.
I don't even know how to. You have to send me that video. I don't know how to do that. I just know that they exist, and I just like cross my fingers that my bodega isn't screwing me over. So they somehow they get a credit card number stolen.
Yes, and then they put it into like Venmo or Zelle or whatever, whatever thing you use, and they send somebody like $200. Mm-hmm. And then you, as the scammee, see this money in your Venmo and you're like, oh, what?
Yeah, that's.
And then they contact you and they go, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I sent this to you by accident.
Right.
Can you send it back?
Right.
And then you send it back, but it's taking the money, I guess, from your bank account.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then that person who, the scammer, takes the money that you've sent them back, puts it into their actual account, and then is like gone. And then you realize them. Is that right?
Yes. And what they do in the interim of when they send it to you, they also said that it's really incredible. That's why we're talking about how smart these scammers are. They can send it out to you. Like they can send hundreds or thousands of these Cash App messages and money at the same time. So they can send it to like 300 people at once. And then in the meantime, when they wait for that response, they actually cancel the credit card. So they close that credit card and have their same profile linked to a different card or account or something. So by the time the person whose credit card is stolen says, I have all these like weird Zelle charges, the person whose credit card is stolen can go to the bank and get that taken off their bill. The scammer has already like burned that fake credit card basically and has a new account that's getting an influx of money from people thinking that they're breaking even. But what's happening is that the original deposit of money that the scammer put into the innocent person's account dries up because the credit card company says this was fraud. So you aren't actually breaking even. You're actually just losing $500.
Right. So here's what I've learned from this. Because a lot of these articles were like, what should you do
if this happens? A lot of them.
Because Venmo's policy obviously is like...
Wait, Venmo's policy was first, give it back.
Give it back.
That was their first policy.
Fall victim to the scam.
Yeah, the first policy was like, it was probably an honest mistake. And now they had to rewrite their whole thing. And it was like, yeah, Venmo, you dumb bitch. Like, of course. Sorry.
Who? Who was the person? What meeting
what
happened?
Copy editor?
Where they were like, oh my, it's like, God. You're a bank. You think people aren't scamming
people? Yeah, nobody's going to be no one's good and kindly handshake, especially on the internet. It's not that the internet's new. It's not the first three like AOL websites out there. You guys have been around for a good chunk of time.
Yeah, you're combining the internet with a financial institution. And you're like, I don't believe anybody would use this for a nefarious reason.
You're a dumbass. You're like entitled dumbass. No offense. Please don't come after us, but you suck, you know?
It's so insane.
It's so
stupid. That was their first policy.
Yeah.
Then the policy, what is it now? It's like on one hand, it's like if you send money to somebody by accident, just ask them to send it back.
Right.
That's their other policy that they still have.
Yes.
Which is like, well, wait, but then if the other person on the other end
doesn't
is paying attention, then they shouldn't send it back.
Yeah, they definitely shouldn't send it back. Wait, let me see.
You're telling people who receive money by accident to not send it back, but you're telling people who send money by accident to just ask the person to send it back.
Right. Also, very dumb. Very dumb. It should be immediately like reporting it or something.
Okay. Here's what I think you should do that none of them tell you to do, and I know why. If somebody sends you $200 on Venmo and it's somebody you don't know, you just transfer that immediately into your bank account.
That's brilliant.
And then you get $200. Mm-hmm. The scammer doesn't get anything,
mm-hmm.
Or lose anything. Mm-hmm. The person whose bank account was stolen still calls their credit card and is like, hey, this happened. They get the money back. So we're all now just scamming the financial institution that you're using. We're all just getting money from the bank.
That's so brilliant. No, that's so brilliant, Ariel, because they have that built into, there are billions of dollars toward each bank gets for like cost retention or whatever the thing is. Like, I'm sure somebody knows the word. You guys are all really smart listening. I'm so glad you're still listening. Thank you. No, I think it's like whatever the loss prevention or whatever it is. There's some sort of insurance they all get. Banks are getting bailed out all the time. So yeah, you should.
Yeah, it's your money anyway in the first place. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. You're right. You should immediately put it into your account. Now, the stressful thing also with this is that if you end up transferring and stuff, like I have done this, I've been totally like privy, like bad at doing this. If you share a Wi-Fi, like a fun, you're like a shared Wi-Fi or like a global Wi-Fi, if you're at a museum or if you're like on the subway, like I am, and you're like, oh my gosh, I have to send my landlord money. I pay her over Venmo. And I do it really quickly. Other people can tap into that and get your account. I don't know how.
I did not know that.
I don't know how.
Yeah, well, because the thing was like, it was like when the money is deposited into your account by accident, like into your Venmo, what you're supposed to do, according to these articles, is nothing, right? You're just supposed to let it sit in your Venmo account
for at least a
and
week.
Not touch it. Mm-hmm. And then Venmo will like, if it's a scam, Venmo will basically like take it back out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, well, yeah, of course, these articles are going to say that because they don't want Venmo and these credit cards to like lose money. But I really think, okay, so just like wait until you get home onto your own locked Wi-Fi.
Yes, and then transfer
Transfer that shit into your account.
That's so smart. And then they suck and fucking deal with it. Okay. This article is on scamdetector.com, which I didn't know exists, and you can put in websites and see if they're scams. It's brilliant. I'm putting it in our notes. Everybody needs it. It should be like, instead of ScamWell podcast.
But what if scamdetector.com is a scam?
You're right. We're all fucked. Okay, so this is about using public Wi-Fi. If you're going to make a money transfer logging onto a banking app or any other kind, it's best to use your mobile data or have a VPN installed and active on your device beforehand if you're connected to public Wi-Fi. Without taking these precautions, it could be all too easy for hackers to intercept your connection, get access to your financial accounts, and scam you out of money. With more and more money transfers, I don't know how that happens.
I still don't understand how they do it, though.
I don't either. But that I do know that hackers exist. So if you told me this is what hackers are doing, I'd be like, sure.
Yes, I did see the Angelina Jolie vehicle Hackers from the 1980s.
That Hackers is trending Angelina style. Yeah, I know that that's a thing. So if you can hack into government files, why wouldn't they just want to hack into your bank account? I don't know how it happens.
Sure.
Though. But they said it does.
I guess it's like, it's incredible that it doesn't happen more, though.
Yeah. It should be happening daily. Okay. So scamdetector.com says you can subscribe to their Scam Detector newsletter. That's how you can help yourself.
Scam. They're scam collecting your data.
I know. They're collecting so much data. Sometimes I just think like, you know what, guys? Just take it. Just take my data. It's
okay. I know.
Not that interesting. Okay. I'm trying to find a sun visor that's not too dorky looking. That's my data. I need to get one of those screws that has a star head. It's not like Phillips, not like flathead. It's a star because I'm trying to hack a battery on my Dyson vacuum. Like, take that info, everyone. Take it. Record it forever. Okay, let's go back to what we were saying. I'm sorry. But that was why not to do it on Wi-Fi.
Okay, so just wait until you get onto your own Wi-Fi and then scam the scammers.
That's
everybody
so
wins
smart.
except for the bank.
Man, we don't care
and
anyway.
Who cares?
Honestly, I don't care. And God, that is so smart, Ariel. Send it in. I mean, there is a worry that then they come after you and they're like, you have to bring it back. They could contact you and say, you know, we need to take that money back. It was incorrect. Like, I don't know what their next step is. But
even if they do that, you're just breaking even,
true.
Though. Like, you're not.
You're just hoping that they don't. Yeah, that's true. Because this one woman, she wrote a really great, I'm going to protect it as well. She wrote in Los Angeles Times, did someone accidentally send you money on Venmo? You might be getting scammed is the title of the article. And it's by Jessica Roy, who actually had somebody on Facebook who said that they got something for her on Facebook Marketplace. And they said it happens very often with Facebook Marketplace because everything goes through digital wallets or, you know, digitally transferred. And she said that the money in her account, she left it there and it was just eventually evaporated. And I think that is because the collection came through, but you don't need to wait a week for that to evaporate. She said she felt bad that maybe the scammer was a real person who did receive an antique table. But I don't think so. I don't think so. I think she's just nice.
Yeah, it's also, look, I think it's important to like have empathy and look out for our fellow man and all that. But at the same time, I think it's just as important to sometimes go, that's not my problem.
Yeah. And I don't want to be broke because of this. I don't want this shit. Now, the other scam involved with Zelle, Venmo, all those things are Facebook Marketplace scams that are ripe with sending or trading concert tickets, products, or things that never show up. So you have a scammer that says, here's the item, I'll sell it for you. Give me the money first. You send them the money and then the item never shows up.
Which I have fallen.
Oh, really?
To.
What happened?
Yeah, like kind of recently. It's so embarrassing.
Do you know? Okay, we don't talk about it.
No, it's fine. It's not that embarrassing.
Well, they're done so well, Ariel. They're done really well.
It's so stupid. So I use this under eye makeup by Tatcha.
Ooh.
And they recently like discontinued it.
Okay.
Or I don't know if it's forever or if it's just temporary. It's just like not out there anymore. And I didn't know that. So I had run out or I was running out. So I went to go buy more. Everywhere it was gone. So I was like, oh, maybe I can just like find it on like eBay or just like somebody, because that happens sometimes.
Sometimes people get the wrong thing.
There's this face mask I really like that it's like it's hard to find sometimes, but there is this like one sketchy website and it works. Like,
I love it.
Cheap and I get it and it's great.
I love it.
And you know, it might be slowly dripping me with cancer, but that's okay.
If you found it though, if you need it. You
know. I know. And like my skin looks so fresh. So
good. It actually does. I was thinking that because you were saying, you know, you're like, oh, I'm in traveling and stuff like that, but you look so dewy as fuck. And I love it. I love how beautiful your face looks.
Thank you. Well, my move now is when they on the plane, mm-hmm. when they're like, please prepare for landing, I do a face mask.
So what face mask do you use? This is our listeners need to know this as well. Okay. They're all friends. They're all great friends.
Okay. It's next to me.
I love this. Because Ariel's flying out tonight. So we got her in the between gigs. Wait,
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay.
Tomorrow. I fly out tomorrow. I have one more show tonight in St. Louis.
Oh, nice.
It's okay. Real quick plug.
Real quick.
It's S-U-R Medic, Sir Medic, the Vital Collagen one. So that's the face mask that I use. But so I was trying to find this under eye stuff. Realizing that, like, you know, this is kind of my own fault for being very vain that I got scammed.
No, I wouldn't feel bad. If you want to buy something to make you feel better, that doesn't mean you're vain. That's what they're used
Thank
for.
Thank you, Caitlin.
That's what they're used for.
Thank you. So I found like somebody selling,
yes.
you know, this, and they had like a picture of it and da-da-da-da, and it was just like, send the money by PayPal.
Right.
And I just did.
Right.
Without
really
thinking.
Common.
It was
just
like
$50.
Really
quick. Yeah. Yeah.
I just did it. And then I realized like I didn't get a receipt. Like I didn't get an email being mm-hmm. like, you ordered this.
Okay.
And I went and it was just some guy named Peter.
Oh, Peter.
Basically.
God, Peter.
And I realized like, and I did the whole thing where I like tried going through PayPal to see if I could cancel it. You can't cancel a payment once it's through.
No, you can fight against it. I've done that with a lot of PayPal things.
Really?
Yes. PayPal. So I will tell you, PayPal has all of these fraud alert things. So you can call them, tell them that you were scammed, tell them it's fraud. PayPal basically.
Oh, Caitlin. I will pay $50 to not have to call anybody. If there is not a link that I can click, it
is. Sorry. That just is amazing. That's so funny.
I'm not doing it.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. You know what? And that's where the line is. You know, that's where our lines
that's
where the, are.
That's my line.
That's your line. Wow.
So basically, sent this money. I'm never getting anything
that's
back.
Fine.
I tried emailing the guy and I had to switch to a different brand of under eye concealer.
Okay. Wow. That tells me more about you, Ariel, than anything. Like, you have a principle that I don't have. I will stay on the phone for $3. I'm just like, there's no way y'all gonna win this.
Good for you.
Also because it's PayPal, it comes out of PayPal's that stupid funding that they always get. And I think there could be a chat on PayPal because I've done the chats before. So maybe you could chat, but you would still be having to explain it.
No, I'll text. I'll do a chat.
Maybe do a chat.
I'm just not going to sit there on the phone.
Yeah, that's how you get it all back. Oh, wow. That's so good to know. That's never going to happen. That's not a part of your experience, and that's okay. Well, that's okay. They don't need to be.
I'm just like, what's my time and anxiety worth?
Honestly, it's worth, yeah, $50 is not enough.
It's not with inflation mm-hmm. at what it is,
and
you know?
Then you have to pay for all the medication you're already taking. Like, my Prozac is, like, working double. So it's like, I just want to keep a regular day. I love it. And I love that you have a barometer, you know?
If it was 100.
Mm-hmm. No, my barometer is, like, 6 cents. 7 cents. And then I'm like, get that barometer. That's amazing. Oh, that's
so great. Let it be known, everybody listening who's a scammer, if 3 cents and Caitlin yeah. will not fight you.
I won't. You know what? Take the 3 cents. I've dropped it probably
Take
anyway.
Take the 3 cents.
Pennies are a scam.
It reminds me too. Do you remember there was this scam during COVID? Renan Hirschberg was like the first one, I think, to fall for mm-hmm. it. And I really admire it. He made a post because he was just like, this is really embarrassing.
Oh, good.
That's such a crazy thing. Like, we all get so embarrassed. Like, I even said, but it's like, that's how they thrive.
Yes. Yes.
That's how they get you, as my husband likes to say a lot. That's like his little catchphrase. That's how they get you. And this was also during COVID when comedians were just desperate.
So desperate, yeah.
And we're all doing things on Zoom. Mm-hmm. somebody reached out to him and was like, hey, it's my anniversary with my wife. We love your comedy. Like, we've seen you online. Will you make like a 5-minute video or whatever, however long, and just like wish us a happy anniversary and da da da, I'll pay you $300. Mm-hmm. And so he did it. And then when he got the check, it was for $3,000. Mm-hmm. And then the guy was like, hey, I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't mean to do that. I meant to send you $300, not $3,000. Can you send the balance back? That's like the $2,700. And so he did it. He sent the $2,700 back. And because he saw, he didn't realize, and I don't think I realized this either, when you deposit a check, it'll show in your account, it'll be like, this is your part of your like available balance.
Right.
Even if it hasn't cleared yet.
Oh, wow. I did not realize that.
I didn't either, and neither did Renan. So Renan sent back. He was like, oh, like the check is already cleared. This is legit.
Right.
And sent the $2,700 back. But of course, it wasn't a real check. Mm-hmm. It was fake. And then he's just out $2,700.
Can he report that to the bank?
He did, but they were like, you sent this.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. And it's the same thing with Venmo. Like, there's no, or like these articles that we read, right, like Venmo and Zelle and stuff, there is no protection for you as the scammy,
right,
to be like, but yes, I sent this.
But I was under false pretenses.
Like, right. Yeah. But they don't care.
No.
And it's like, if they really were trying to, that's why I'm cool with just being like, no, just fucking deposit the money into your account and make them pay for it.
Right.
Because instead of you, because it's like, they could be like, oh, okay, just show us like a couple of documents of proof,
right,
that show that like you sent this under false pretenses,
right,
and we'll refund. But they don't.
Right.
Like, they choose not to protect you at all.
You're right.
So like, why would you protect them?
You're totally right. Yeah. Because the second that then you, that's where the trick is. The second that you step over that threshold of reimbursing someone and sending money from your account back is when you are no longer protected. So the moment that, and so that's what's really hard is, because I feel everybody feels really stupid when this happens because,
right,
we do so many transactions online, actually. It's just constant. You know, you have you're buying something from this store, that store. Everything's online. Everything's PayPal. Everything's Zelle. Like I said, my rent is going through Venmo, which I probably shouldn't say. But like everything's sort of like fast in this way that.
And what's your Wi-Fi password?
My Wi-Fi is like Snot Rocket. No,
no.
I don't know. I think it's hard because I think also we're so inundated with facts about these scams, and the stories mm-hmm. covering these scams are very elitist, and they're like, look at this dumbass. Like the attitude towards
right.
people who are victims is not nice at all. So if
right.
the method was switched, if we weren't making fun or laughing at everybody, and it like it comes from just our need to poke and make fun of people and just what happens, if that wasn't in the equation, we wouldn't feel so bad. But it's been made such a goofy farce and I don't know, like punchline, just being the scam of something simple that you say it's someone whose aunt or grandma did it who wasn't all there and isn't she so stupid. And that's not the case. It's you're the aunt and grandmother. You are all there. You might have a PhD. And this person sent something very confusing and you tried to use your best reasons to solve the problem.
Yeah, that is part of what sucks so much about this scam mm-hmm. is like, look, I have conflicted feelings about some scams because like there are some things where you're like, you kind of deserved it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hate to say that, but like, you know, that what's the, that like Netflix, it's also part of like the stuff that makes good TV
yeah.
and interesting scams is when you have sort of a flawed victim.
Yes.
And not a perfect victim.
Right, in the story setup.
I forget the name of that Netflix documentary, the guy who was like scamming all these women.
Which one?
He was like, I'm like a billionaire or
like
whatever.
Like the Twitter boyfriend
would, like, take
one.
Them on
yeah.
And yeah, that guy. Mm-hmm.
The Tinder swindler.
Tinder swindler, thank you. And it's like, those women were like, you know, I just want like a rich boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like,
did you watch it?
Yes, I did.
The thing for me is that he like flattered them so much and then showed that he was a victim and only they could help him in these terrible circumstances. So you not only had women who felt stupid, but then also they had this feeling that maybe they were, they genuinely thought they were saving this person. You know, it was, it's
totally
weird.
So
it's
no, flattery. I
just feel
I'm
sad.
I'm not saying it's their fault, no. But it's like part of what they were attracted right. to in the first place was like this rich guy on a yacht.
Right. They, right? they were it's only not, looking for rich men.
Yes. So like there is part of that. And I think I read the whatever the book that American Hustle is based on. It might also be called American Hustle.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, it, you know, it's about this like con man who was like a real con man.
Okay.
And his. It's that whole thing of like, you can't con an honest person. Like, cause everybody's like the people who are getting conned on all this stuff.
Oh, The Sting but, Man. It's called The Sting Man by Robert W. Greene.
The Sting Man. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But these are people who a lot of times they're like looking to get rich quick. Right. And like, yeah. that's why they fall. The thing that bothers me about this scam is it's like, it's preying on people's honesty. And they're right. like,
which is like, that's what the comedian, I was like, what a sweet comedian. Like, what a nice guy to say, oh, I wouldn't want to. There's so many sweet, sweet comedians who are already just like putting all everything they have out there to hope for a couple of laughs. And then
right.
this happens to them. And I remember when all of that was happening during COVID too. It's so heartbreaking because comedians, we really have $0 in the bank account usually. Like yeah. six of us I know have are maybe writers, but it's not at all lucrative. They're not going after bank. I mean, I'm sure there are scams that are specifically going after bankers and, you know, tradesmen and all those things that are somebody making a lot of money. I don't know. But God, comedians are just like the saddest people to con because maybe our career is a con to begin with. And like maybe just yeah. begging for laughs is not, you know, the best thing, but it's what we do. Okay. We've made peace with right. it. Our parents accept us. So just don't con us.
Yeah. Ugh, I'm like
so upset.
I'm fully in favor of like conning these like bank institutions and
colonizers.
Like, yes, like people who have like made their money off of the backs of, you know, like completely. Not paying their employees enough. Like absolutely scam those people. Trader fuck those people.
No, I am saying Papa John's. Yeah. Scam
Papa John. Yeah. Your Starbucks.
Yes.
Sandra. Because, you know, they're doing all this union busting.
Yeah. I love the busting. Wait, what's the one who was the super racist? I almost said Sandra D, but that's not the one. It was
Paula Deen.
Paula Deen. Yeah. I was like, they still are all supporting her. I'm like, guys, Paula Deen used the N-word many times.
Just shows the power of butter.
Butter really can transform racism, slurs. So Paula Deen, exactly. Scam her.
Yeah. Scam her. But it's like when you're trying to scam people who are like, you're able to scam them because they believe they are doing the right thing. It's even if it's like only a couple of $100s, like that makes such a big difference to a lot of people. And yes. even if those people don't need that money, even if they're like, you know, I would pay $200 to not be on the phone.
Sure.
It's like, okay, but you're still like making a fool of them, mm-hmm. of these people who good. Like for being good, for just trying to do the right thing.
And they don't want to see, also by doing the right thing, they don't want to see you hurt or harmed. They're not just doing good. They're making sure that you personally aren't taken advantage of. Yeah. So you are trying to make sure that that person isn't being taken advantage of. It's not just the goodness right. of your heart. It's not that you're picking up some lady's groceries that she dropped. It's not that you're holding a door for somebody. You're going, oh, what I don't want is for you to feel scammed. And you're getting scammed in the process.
Right.
That's the worst. Yes. That's the worst. And that's why never help anyone who says they're getting scammed. Just tell them, call the bank, bitch.
Nobody say, you know what? Hey, this isn't my problem.
Not my responsibility. I'm so sorry for your loss, mm-hmm. but I'm going to keep this in here.
Yeah.
Okay. At least till Christmas.
Yeah. Don't make somebody else's mistake your errand.
No, that's wonderful. Now, that is exclusively what I do in life. Anybody has an issue, I'm like, I can help. Like, I love solving.
My husband taught me, he was like, he owns a small business. He has a walking tour company. And I used to dog walk for this small company.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime it was like, and also, you know, I was young, but when, you know, another dog walker called out sick or something happened and they would be like, hey, can you pick this up?
Yeah.
I would go so out of my way to like help them. Or when I was sick, I wouldn't call in sick because then I was like, but then they're going to have to cover it.
I remember you told me that once. Yeah.
And he was like, don't make their emergency your emergency.
That's wonderful. I need to print that out and put it in my house.
And it was nice having, from his perspective, as somebody who has had to field these emergencies, right? He's coming at it from the perspective, too, of like I've been in those of the opposite position. And he's like, we still don't make it our employee's fault that, like, something else has gone wrong that we should be dealing with.
Wow, because that is the way that business is now, that it's just sort of taken, everybody does it. I mean, I even remember, like, Alan was working when he was in restaurants, there was always some emergency that he would completely internalize and take on as his own. And he'd come home so exhausted and stressed. And I'm like, hey, you want to like bake something? And he's like, I can't even think right now. I have to just like zone out, because he would just breathe in all that stress. And I think some people will be offended if you don't breathe in there. Like if you don't take on their emergency, they're like, why don't you care? Like some people expect you to do that. But yeah, that's when you have to realize they're psychotic.
And like, be a good person and be there for people, but like, don't take on somebody else's mess.
Wow. I know. For that same thing as like, don't take on their chaos. Don't take on their like urgency. Like the urgency does not have to be breathed in, lived in, put through your body.
Right. So tell them to call the bank.
Shit. I love this.
And deposit that money into your bank.
And then get off the phone, because it is not worth $50. Okay?
It's not worth it.
Take a phone call. Do it all via text. Tweet it to them, maybe. Instant message.
And stop leaving voicemails.
I know.
Voicemails are a scam.
Well, I just read them now. Everything translated. I just read it. Do you have any guilt where you like keep a voicemail? Because you're like, what if this person's, I don't know, what if I don't, they die?
Caitlin, I have so many of
those. That's what I have.
I am so afraid to delete any voicemail from my parents,
yes,
my brother, or my husband. Because I'm
grandparents?
Oh, no, they're long dead.
They're dead. Oh, okay. The living grandparents. Yeah.
But she doesn't call. Okay, no, it is. I am so just like, okay, Ariel, but when they die, I'm going to want their voice.
Ariel, yes. Yes.
As if I don't have like videos of them, as if everything isn't digitized.
I know. And oh my God, completely. And like, I'll want to hear what they said on like my 23rd birthday.
Yes. It's
like, that's just going to make me sob my eyes out. I should work on the memory and like remember it. But oh, I have emails saved from my Aunt Valia who's passed away. Like, I just don't want to let go of it.
But emails at least don't take up a lot of space.
Oh, voicemails, they do.
Every voicemail, every time I get a voicemail, my phone is just like, you're running out of voicemail space. Yeah. Where it's like, yeah. How is this the one app that can't hold on to more than 10 memos?
Like, look, 10 we know all you nerds out there are worried your parents are going to die. So just suck it up, bitches.
I have these voicemails from like when my husband and I first started dating, because I'm just like, at too. His funeral, I'm going to play these. Like, it's so insane, Caitlin.
No, it's not insane. Well, I have that with emails, because Alan and I were long distance in the beginning, and then I emailed him like crazy and spent so much money for internet when I was in India visiting and he was in New York, and I was like so freaking in love with him that I like couldn't, I still feel that way, but I was like, I have to keep this going. I cannot lose this man that I'm obsessed with. So I will write to him with my dyslexia. You know, luckily he ignored that. But my email folder is constantly full. And so I'll go down to like the oldest emails that I have, and it's just emails of people who I'm afraid might die or have died. It's like hundreds of them. And I can't delete it. It's like, do you want to keep these? I'm like, I do. I'll just not download anything else for 3 years. But those ones got to stay.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. For some reason, I need to forever keep a 3 second voicemail from my dad going, hey, tits, call me back.
I know. I need it so bad. Just checking in. Don't need to call me back. Don't even worry about it. And I'm like, yeah. Keep that. Mark it. It's so nice.
It's going to go in the montage one day.
It is. And then iTunes sends you a montage. And you're like, fuck you, iTunes. That wasn't the montage I needed right now on a Thursday at 2.
Our dog had died in August, and we have a new dog now, but they look kind of similar. Like, they're both white pit bulls. And now and then we'll get like a collage from Google Photos of our old dog, but then interspersed will just be the new dog. And I'm just like, did she die too? Do I not know?
It's also like kind of helpful. Like, whoop, this one's still alive though. Feeling a little sad. Go pet this puppy. Like, it's maybe, it sounds like a really perky coworker who's like, well, look on the bright side. You still got a dog. It's really annoying, but it's digital.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Okay, so the moral of the story is if you get accidentally, you know, scammed and money put in your account, leave it there for as long as you... deposit it into your own account.
They want you to leave it there.
Don't leave it there. Deposit it into your own account. And then if they call you, just block everyone's number. Just run from the bank.
Say, you can text me or we're never talking. Sorry.
Throw your phone out. Get a burner phone, change your life, but keep that bank account.
Grow a beard.
Get a nose job like all my favorite scammers. Become a scammer yourself. Do it to three more people, and then the curse is gone.
Is that the go-to plastic surgery for scammers when they're trying to change their appearance?
It's a great nose job. Yeah, we have also read that plastic surgeons will deny someone certain amounts of plastic surgery because they are trying to... It has happened before that like scammers or con people are trying to change their shape so that they can go continue to fool other people and not get caught. But I will say on Love Island, Ekin Sue did change her entire face and I love it. I love what she did. And she looks like another person and I think it's amazing. And I think it's why she has a personality because before she looked funny and now had a personality, humor, like a normal human who'd have to live her life in the world. And now she looks like a crazy rich plastic person who's hysterical and interesting. And I'm like, because she grew up with a regular face. And that's why she's doing so well.
I'm like serially rewatching 30 Rock because it's like all I can fall asleep to.
Yeah, but
I just rewatched the episode with Cece Cunningham, Edie Falco's character.
And
you know, her backstory is that she got, you know, Jack is like, why are you like this? And she goes, I got shot in the face by a dog. And he's like, wait, what? And she says, you know, it's okay. Like, you know, they did the plastic surgery. I'm much better looking now than I used to be. And he goes, I thought you made love like an ugly woman. And then she slaps him.
Yes, yes. The earnestness, how you grow up with your earnest intentions, and then you just wipe all that clean with plastic surgery, and people cannot get over how interesting you are, because pretty people don't have to work that hard.
Unless you're Jennifer Grey, in which case it goes the opposite way and it ruins your career.
And then your career is about the big nose job mistake. Her and Ashley Tinsdale, all they do is talk about the mistakes they made. And that's never fun. But I can see who's thriving, and I'm happy for her, and she's still in love with her guy. But yes, what I was saying is, always some plastic surgeons won't do a cheek implant, chin implant, and nose job, like all these different things. I'm sure plenty of them will, but there was one article that said the guy was like, no, this is what con artists try and do. I was like,
yeah, it's like an OxyContin prescription. Like, yeah, some doctors won't, but there are a lot who will.
Anyone in Los Angeles will. Off the West Coast, they will not, because it's integrity.
Yeah, that is interesting. I wonder if it's just like these plastic surgeons in like Ohio are like, no, this is suspicious.
Yes. But,
and it's like only in the, because it's just like nobody in the Midwest does this unless you're running from something.
Yeah.
External, not internal.
Right.
We're all running from something internally.
Oh, constantly. But, well, Ekansu did get hers in Turkey. And there's this huge thing on TikTok about, like, plastic surgery in Turkey. And I know I'm bringing up plastic surgery again. I think I've brought up plastic surgery, Ariel, in the last, like, 7 episodes. And Lydia, shout out to Lydia, my favorite, who's listening. She was like, you are obsessed with veneers. You are obsessed with plastic surgery. Because I just think it's such a bizarre... The point between youth, someone thinking, like, that's not fake. I think I should be, or I don't want to, you know, erase my entire heritage or something. And then there's other person right next to them in direct contrast going like, take it away, baby. Let's just bring in a new body tonight. I just think like, wow, where your brain goes between that is so fascinating. No regret.
Do you think you're interested in it because you've had plastic surgery? Like, obviously for very different reasons, but.
Yes, yes. So. Anybody who doesn't know, because I talk about it all the time, I had a prophylactic mastectomy, which was like the best decision of my life. And so there was this feeling of like my breasts that are fake, because the real ones had a super high risk of getting breast cancer. So there's a surgery, it's very popular. Angelina Jolie had it. So we're cool. and they give you fake breasts. And there's this moment of when I did have to do like a revision where you could keep going. You could do like a billion revisions and you could get kind of crazy with it. But
what does that mean?
So I chose my breast size and then my boobs at the time, like after the surgery and everything, your body is like all puffy and like a little larger. And my plastic surgeon was like, I think you should go a little larger for your body. The breast size you're picking right now are quite small. And I was like, no, I know my truth and my body and I don't want to go larger. Like I grew up with large breasts. Like now I'm like a smaller breast. And I was like, this is, nobody understands it, but I felt very over-sexualized when I was young and puberty that now I can control it. And she's like, okay. And then she was absolutely right because she's the plastic surgeon and she's done this a billion times. And though I had my little like moment where I stood up for myself, I did realize a year later that my breasts didn't look like breasts. They look like sad emoji eyes, like the sad emoji, like crying emoji. And I had like gained a little weight. And so it didn't look like the breast shape that I had first started out with. And it was because they shift and adjust and everything. So I went in a year later and got just one size bigger, but it has made a huge difference. And I'll tell you, I can go in and have like two or three things fixed right now. Like one breast is like a little bit more perkier to the right than the other one is, but the other one's a little more circular. People might look at it, but I think sometimes it looks like I'm just wearing a sports bra and I have like weird fitting in my sports bra. But if I stare at myself, my breasts look like two different things. But I'll tell you, the surgery was the best thing in the entire world. I'm so happy I had it. I could care less about my old breasts. It is such a joy, such a feeling of peace, such a feeling of strength, and such a feeling of like, just total relief that I don't have to be worried about this cancer hunting me, and that I really like my size of my breasts now, which it's hard for women. We usually feel like you're so lucky that you have something. You better appreciate it. And what if you said, like, I don't really want that? Like, I don't, people were like, oh, your beautiful, cherished, large bosom. And I'm like, I don't want a bosom at 19. I just want boobs that I can put in a t-shirt and go to work. Like,
right. I don't want grandma comfort tits until later.
No. And I know, I'm sure there could be great pillows for babies to lay on. But like, I didn't, it's interesting because especially with breasts, like everyone has an idea and opinion of what you should love and what you should appreciate, or what they wish they had, you know, and I don't, and I love where they are now. And it was something that wasn't my face. So it's not like somebody goes, I think what I'm nervous about always with like plastic surgery is like, ooh, you looked this way, you're a big old liar. I think that's the bottom line, is that people can call you out, because they do that to celebrities. They're like, look at this idiot's nose job. And it's like,
I've Googled stuff. I've been like, what did Khloe Kardashian used to look like?
Yes.
I'll do that all the time.
I'm fascinated with what they do. But the thing is, they're thriving in their life. Like while we're Googling and everything, they're still doing great. And I guess with breasts, because I have turned it into this like story and I'm sharing and everything, it's it's more powerful and I'm happy of the change. But I think there's that feeling, I guess it's the feeling of being scammed, of feeling stupid. Like, what if you get the wrong facial surgery that does a Jennifer Grey thing? Or what if you do something that everybody notices and thinks is very odd and off-putting, or people think you're selling out? Like, there's so much attitude, and that would be always what would stop me, is that there's just like such a negative impression upon somebody who wants to do that. Whereas for my breasts, it was celebrated. So I feel like I kind of like got out, like I kind of got the, you know, collect 100 and skip all the way to go, because everybody was so nice about it. But still, to this day, I don't feel that I need to do all the extra tiny little heels and imperfection things that my plastic surgeon was like, if you want to, we can make them look basically perfect to do one or two things. I don't want to go back into surgery. I don't want to be like healing for another 6 weeks. I just want to deal with that. So I'm like, oh, maybe they look, if somebody's staring at my breast, they look a little lopsided. And then, you know what? Good for them. That it's their problem. They're staring at my breast. They should be doing something else. And it might look a little different.
Look, if you listening are like trying to save up for a plastic surgery,
get it.
Next time, get it. Yeah, and next time somebody Venmos you and you were not expecting that money and you think it's a mistake, you transfer that right into your plastic surgery account.
Plastic surgery fund. I think that's brilliant. I think that's really smart. Yeah, I think everyone, it might make your life so much better. I could never pull the trigger right now because I'm afraid it will make me look less Jewish and offend my family, but I just do it. Who cares?
Man, now I want this scam to happen to me. I fucking hope somebody...
Can you imagine $3,000? Yes.
Just fucking...
I would love it. That might be the way comedians start making money, is that they do like...
You get scammed and then you just keep it.
And then you just keep it, and that's how you become a lucrative comedian. Wow. That's amazing.
I've been trying to write jokes and sell stickers, but...
No. Stickers. I love that. I want a sticker, damn.
I'll come bring you a sticker when I get back.
Okay, good. Oh, yay. We got to hang out. Okay. And I just will do a birthday thing for you. That's why I wanted you to come over, because my birthday's in a couple of days and I wanted to do like a birthday thing.
Caitlin!
I know.
Happy birthday!
Thanks. Birthdays are crazy. They're so funny. They used to mean so much, and now it's just like... I'm just going to keep lying that I'm younger. So I don't know. How long can I get away with this age is my question each year. Okay, bleep this out, everyone. I'm turning and it blows my fucking mind, Ariel.
Caitlin, that blows my fucking mind.
I don't understand. And now I can't play early 20s anymore in acting. And I'm pissed off that like.
But you could definitely play late 20s.
I hope so. I really do. I really hope so. I do
use, for sure, early 30s.
Yes, I'm happy for early 30s.
You look 31.
Thank God.
That's my guess.
Thank God. Well, that's what I'm. I think I might start to say I'm 34. But the problem is, I did this Dangerous Boobies book, and I talk about my age in it, and I talk about the year, and it's like I'm fucked. So I can't even.
Yeah, but nobody reads.
You're fine. I hope nobody reads. I hope they just purchase it and then throw it out. Yeah. Send me the residual money.
Burn it. Book burnings were actually pretty good for smallers. Sell Caitlin money.
Just send send me the money and I'll tell you, I'll send you the book and I'll just chat your ear off about what the book's about. That should be it.
Venmo Zelle Caitlin $50 and she'll tell you her real age.
Yeah, but isn't that insane? And like Alan is and I were born the same year. And so he's getting older. And I'm like, yeah, you look like more dignified, like fatherly in a smart, handsome, sophisticated man way. He's a journalist. I'm like, yeah, that's a good age for you. And then I'm like, that age makes me want to puke if I think about myself. So you keep that age. And this is when we separate our realities. OK,
you know what? Age, birthdays. It's a scam.
It's a scam. It's a scam.
Oh, what? It's the year the Earth went around the sun. Scam.
Yeah. Yeah. What? I came into this world and you want to celebrate me? You. That's it. I'm going to be alone with the lights out so nobody can see I'm aging. And that's how we do it. I love it. Well, Ariel, I'm
definitely
going to... This is amazing. What we did, you guys did not hear, is that we wrote an entire pilot before. Ariel's an amazing writer.
No. Caitlin wrote an entire pilot and I helped a little bit with some formatting and shaping of it. That's it.
So much anxiety. Guys, thank you so much. Thank you, Ariel.
Thanks, Caitlin.
Let us know. Plug your socials where they can find your great videos.
On all social media, it's at Ariel, A-R-I-E-L, underscore comedy. So that's on good. Instagram and TikTok and Twitter and all that stuff. You can go to my website, which is a different name. It's Ariel Elias Comedy, A-R-I-E-L-E-L-I-A-S. comedy.com, and that has my dates. I mean, I post dates too on like Instagram and stuff, but
I love it.
So, like, usually in the bio, so
it'll you can be in see the show I'm, notes, like, babes.
Yeah, you can see if I'm coming to a city near you.
Yeah, and she might. Also, if you want to see Ariel in your city and you're like, I wish somebody would cold call this nightclub, then just save her the problem and DM her, and she'll, you know, she'll go.
Or better yet, fucking call your. No, you can just DM me. That's
no,
better.
No. Call the company. Yeah.
I would never. No, because I realize I can't ask people to call.
No.
After could what we've text? Just after what we've just established.
Could they message a comedy club and say you need to have this girl on?
Yeah. Email or message or DM your local comedy club and be like, have you seen this comedian? Please have her.
Have you seen her? And could you please give her $3,000?
At least. It.
At least. I'm just thinking about like the scan. See if also you can get that comedy into the scan.
And that would be great.
So much.
It's a lot for me right now.
Wait. Oh, shit. I have to tell you this one thing. So I had two speaking gigs lined up. And the people I was working with, I said, is this confirmed? Is this confirmed? I emailed two different people like five times. Is this confirmed? They said, yeah, definitely. Then never responded, then ghosted me. And then they're like, it's not confirmed, actually. We thought you were talking about another event. So we only have one speaking event this year. And that's going to make me lose like thousands of dollars. And I am so mad at them because it's their fault. So I'm like, how do I get them? But also I want them to keep hiring me, you know?
So. Yeah. So if you want to hear Caitlin come speak at your place, at your event, she's a great speaker.
We love talking. I love chatting. Love
Give
boots.
Us money.
Also, our Venmo and Zelle app are...
I mean, my Venmo is also at Ariel underscore comedy. So feel
Give
free
her
to
10 fucking... bucks for listening. $5. Guys, you can also join our Patreon. That gives me a couple bucks a month and it's amazing, which I really appreciate, which is at Scamwell Podcast on Patreon. You can call us. You can reach out to us. We're at Scamwell Podcast on Gmail, Instagram. I was going to say Wikipedia. No one's written us a Wikipedia.
What?
No one.
Unconscionable.
So depressing. All I want is for someone to make me a Wikipedia. And once I tried to pay someone, I tried to scam the system. And because my book was coming out and I was like, oh, I have to look like I'm an author. So I Fiverr'd on the Fiverr app. Do you remember that? Somebody asked and they were like, this isn't real. Even Wikipedia was like, we can tell this is written by the person and by someone else in conjuncture.
Wow.
So I've never gotten my Wikipedia page, but that's okay.
That's not fair. The Queen of England got a Wikipedia page, and I would argue she did much less productive stuff than you.
She was co-signing so much tragedy. Mm-hmm. So many Native people and countries were killed.
And she gets a Wikipedia page?
She gets a Wikipedia page. You know?
Bullshit. Scam.
God. She's a con artist.
Yeah, the original scam queen.
Number one. Yeah. Scam queen, scam con. We're going to have a scam con in her honor. My grandmother, who's British, cannot stand her. Everyone's like, are you so excited about the queen? Because my grandmother has a really thick accent still. And she's like, no, we hate those people. They suck. They're such like annoying waste of life. So shout out to grandmas. Okay, we got to wrap this up eventually, but this is just too fun. Thank you guys so much for listening. You can call us on our Hot Tip Hotline, 347-509-9414. And thank you. Thank you, Ariel. Thank you, Kate and Jesse.
Thanks, Caitlin.
ScamWow Podcast Season 2 is produced and edited by me, Caitlin Brodnick, produced and edited by Caitlin Moldenhauer, and edited by Jesse Caron. We are part of the More Banana Podcast Network, which is an all-female owned and run network for women's voices uninterrupted. If you love us, the best thing you can do is rate and review wherever you listen to your podcast. It will help us tremendously. Thank you guys so much for listening, all of your support. We're so happy to have you here, and we will see you next week. Bye!
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.